This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And so it is tough with the salary cap. You hate to see good players leave. Last year, we lost a slew of good players on defense, right? We had all these guys last year that overperformed. We lost all those guys last year. Well, you know what? We replaced. We traded Morgan Moses in offense. We let Kevin Zeitler walk. You know what? Our running game was better than it was last year, and Lamar got sacked less. So that's what motivates me, is how do you take advantage? Because, you know, the reality of it is, if you have a good team, right, you spend a lot of money on players. You can't keep everybody. You become a victim of your own success by drafting really good players.
That's Eric DaCosta, Ravens GM, on the Todd McShay podcast. Last year's salary cap for teams was $255.4 million. So we're looking at, Ed, an increase of at least $22.1 million for 2025. That's pretty significant.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and they're going to have to keep doing this unless they come up with a different rule.
For quarterbacks.
But, I mean, it's good to say. I think they needed it because the salaries were just a quarterback salary contract just out of sight now.
I just think, I said it before, I think the NFL should adopt the Larry Bird rule, mm-hmm. Jeremy, for quarterbacks.
Yeah.
You want to keep your guy, you get to go over a certain amount for your quarterback, but only for the quarterback.
I mean, I honestly wouldn't care if it was for for any position for that matter, if you drafted them, because that's the whole deal with it. Like, you're giving them the advantage of re-signing them to keep them in your city because you can pay them more. What the NBA ended up transferring into was, I want you to trade me now so they can give me the max extension, or give me the max extension, then trade me.
Yeah.
That's what the players want now, and some of the guys have forced it.
I don't mind that.
But, like, again, so if we go back to the NFL.
Well, you said it violates the spirit of the rule, though. It does.
Yeah, because it's like you're forcing the situation. And I don't care. Players have to use leverage whenever they have it. I've totally changed on that over the years with being the team-oriented guy. Yeah, billionaires. I'm worried about them making their money. No, pay the guy. Figure it out. But, like, you start looking at, these situations with cap and trying to figure out what you want to do. It does make it difficult, and that's why I think he's absolutely right about you become a victim of your own success in drafting, because now you have wholesale decisions to make of who do you want to pay, because you've developed this guy, you got him into your system. We've seen a lot of guys on the defensive side here go off to other teams and not have the same success.
You're right. Now NFL.com reports that the minimum ad is 22.1 million increase. It could raise up to 26.1. An increase as well. So the minimum is going to be 22.1.
You know, you ever just stop yourself when you start talking about these numbers?
Yeah, I have.
Like,
I have. You know what it was? It was a different sport. The other day, when a veteran signed and he was not projected to start, to even be a starter, he's projected to come off the bench, and Justin Turner got $6 million.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not even projected to be in the starting lineup. He got a one-year $6 million. Or maybe the quarterback, the redhead dude used to be on the bench.
Andy Dalton
got an $8 million deal as a backup. with the Carolina Panthers. Yeah. That's when I think about it.
Yeah.
When the starters, you think, okay, whatever. But when backups get that kind of money, then you start thinking about
this way,
it.
Because it's usually like, oh, he took a really, you know, basically taking a low offer. Oh, he took a, you know, very team-friendly deal. He's only getting $9 million this year. Like, what?
It is funny because we did the thing, and this is back before, like, even some of the big money was in. I always forget the quarterback's name that was on the Chiefs. Always wore his backward hat from Missouri.
Chase Daniel.
He played in this league for such a long time. I think he started three games in total, maybe played in three games in total. And he made over 40-some million dollars being a backup quarterback.
They said he made upwards of $50 million with bonuses and things like that.
Unbelievable. I mean, that's the life, right?
Yeah. Like, hold a clipboard. You can still walk when you're 55.
He backed up quarterbacks like Drew Brees and Patrick Mahomes. Yep. That's who he got a chance to back up.
Yep. I mean, look,
that's unreal.
They used to joke, like, and you could say it with some of the teams now, what's the best position on the field? It used to be when the Colts were playing and had the great offense, being Indianapolis's punter, or, you know, being the Patriots' punter, because they don't get stopped. They just keep going down the field. Yeah. And now a team's going for it, it happens even more.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
He started five games.
See?
In his 13-year career.
Crazy, right?
Like, started five games. He made over $40 million.
And now he's working for Fox Sports, so he's got even another cushion.
He's actually pretty good.
I like him.
Well, they're going to – I wonder how long it's going to take him to get caught up into all the – because he's like the anti
– He's already been correcting all those guys when they're saying wrong things. Okay. So, like, I think – I don't think you're far off from it. Yeah.
How long does that last? Because he's the anti-everything that they are. When you look at this cap, though, does that maybe – change the situation on what you do at tight end now? Or do you still have to make that decision?
Oof. I mean, they have other needs. I just don't know what to do with Ronnie Stanley. I think he's the key. They have the best tight end room in the league. I don't care how... Look, Andrews had a terrible game in the playoffs. Got it. He had like a lot of touchdowns. He had like 11 touchdowns this year. He still was very good. So I don't know if you just want to, jettison him.
Right.
Well, the problem with it is, though, is like, do all of your tight ends come up for contract after this year? All of them.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're in a situation where
you could lose any of them.
I mean, you could lose all of them, but do you want to pay two?
So trade Andrews and at the same time extend likely.
Yeah.
What the Ravens have going on is an estimated $12.9 million now in cap space, which Joe just told me is double what they would have without this increase.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I still think you need to
because it's projecting what the salaries are going to go up with Lamar and all those other guys.
I think you need to figure out, Ed's right about the offensive line because that's the most imperative thing. I think it's a luxury to have two really good tight ends. I'm not saying like I wouldn't want to see it next year because I think it's been a great thing, but you come to a point where you got to pay and you got to figure out who you want to pay. And Like the points of Tyler Linderbaum, what are you doing with him? We've right. talked about that with Ken McCusick, because right. you got to make a decision this year. If you're giving him, you can't give him the fifth year option if he's going to make $20 million at that position. So you'd rather either extend him or say, hey, we're not picking up your fifth year option, and then you're a free, an unrestricted mm-hmm. free agent. So, and it, on the defensive side of the ball, you've got decisions to make as well of who are we, when does Kyle Hamilton get paid? Because that dude's going to get paid.
You got to pay
absolutely
him.
Absolutely.
You got to pay him.
So, like, and this is why I talk about even baseball, but a lot of things in football, it's chess, because you can't risk blowing up the cap this year expecting it to go up next year.
I think
year.
You also have to look at, you talk about playing chess, looking down the road at other potential moves. Like in chess, you know, you make a move, but you try to anticipate other moves. There's other moves out there that would affect the cap space. You're gonna, like you said, you mentioned Hamilton. He's getting paid. Mm-hmm. And he's going to get paid a lot. He may be the best safety in football. I mean, you can argue.
The most versatile.
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly a lot of ways you could argue that he is.
I got news for you. Like, it's a tough thing to say. He might be the best defensive player in football.
He might.
He's that
the
good.
The most versatile.
Yeah. Yes.
I'll go back to that. He's. I think you can make a real argument he's the most versatile defensive player in football. Guy's unbelievable, man. He's. I mean, the guy's an absolute stud. And you're right. You got to pay him. You got to pay him long before it's time. Like Vinny used to always say, credit card mentality. You can't go out and just charge things up and think you don't have to pay it back. And a lot of football teams get in trouble that way. We saw the Rams do that. You got to be, you got to know what you're spending. And sometimes you got to map it out before you actually start spending it. Well, that would be wise. And I think that's the Ravens do a great job with that, not getting into that credit card mentality.
Yeah, I mean, they always have. I mean, there's always situations. Nobody wants to run into salary cap hell because it's like, who are we cutting and who are we getting rid of? Because you have to figure that out before you even get to the draft. You have to have money allocated for your draft picks. And then, figuring out what's best. A post-June 1st cut, if you're going to do that, is a trade better for you? I mean, there's a lot of decisions to make when you get into salary cap hell.
I mean, and there's other things, like all of this. The one I'm looking at is we need cornerback depth, right? Mm. Got to have it. We just, that's a position of need. J.R. Alexander and the Packers are ready to part ways. Mm. He was a teammate of Lamar's at Louisville. To me, it's like
a no-brainer.
I could see him coming here. Lamar's teammate. We need a corner. He's only 28 years old. Then you have to pay like three cornerbacks.
There were two guys rumored to come here, and that's the first one I heard was J.R. Alexander, which I like, but he is a bit of a, I don't want to say diva, but he has some of his issues, and he doesn't mind speaking about mm-hmm. them freely. That's why the Packers have been like, dude, just shut up.
Yeah.
The other guy is Davante Adams here, and I'm going, he's a free agent, so it's like, is that really where you want to allocate your money?
Yeah, I don't want that. Your wide receiver room is fine.
I'm just going to say, wait, you want a cornerback or wide receiver?
If you're losing Mark Andrews, does it make more sense to go back to that type of personnel and having a guy like Davante Adams to go along with Zay Flowers?
And who is Davante Adams now, though?
I think he's still good, but his star is fading.
Yeah. He's good.
But it's not. I don't think
he and his agent know that they're just good.
I'd rather have Alexander if it came down to two of them.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.